Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Well, hello, Messy Mind Podcast audience. Do you believe that we are on the last mistake of this series? Mistake number 5. And if I didn't say it in the last episode, which I'm sure I probably did, I have thoroughly enjoyed doing these podcast series, and I've already lined up the next series, and I cannot wait to share. The next series will only have, at this point, 3 episodes, but I'm still excited to do it. I'm excited to share, and it's going to be a special guest. So more details on that later. I really want to focus this podcast episode on, again, the last mistake, which is mistake number 5 of break bad habits, how to overcome the top 5 communication mistakes. And that last mistake is lack of nonverbal communication skills. And there's a variety of reasons why this tends to be a mistake and why people have a lack of nonverbal communication skills. And I'm going to dive right in right now. The first reason why might be limited awareness. You know what I'm talking about. I often get caught up in my own world, and there are moments in which, myself included, individuals may not be fully aware of the impact of nonverbal communication cues or nonverbal cues on communication. I don't think nonverbal communication skills are talked about enough. I really believe that, and even though I'm a communication major, I have my Bachelor's of Arts in communications, this is not something that we really dove into. It was more about theory and journalism and things of that nature we just touched upon. But the impact of nonverbal cues on communication is huge. We may not realize the significance of body language, facial expressions, gestures, tone of voice in conveying messages and really establishing rapport. I'm really going to dive a little bit deeper on nonverbal communications. Nonverbal communication is actually one of the topics that I explore deeply in the course Uncomfortable to Unstoppable. I learned the secret methods to become an effective communicator, and more on that course a little bit later. But the first reason, limited awareness, people don't understand the impact of nonverbal cues on communication. And again, that's body language, facial expressions, gestures, and of course your tone of voice. The second reason why people fall into this mistake of not having nonverbal communication skills or a lack thereof, it's cultural differences. Nonverbal communication cues, they really do vary across different cultures. People who are not exposed to or who aren't even educated about cultural diversity may lack understanding or sensitivity towards nonverbal cues specifically to different cultural contexts. My husband, his stepmother, we love her. We still call her Mama Rosie. We just saw her 2 weeks ago, actually last weekend, at a cookout that her son was having. And at that cookout, smokeout, he does a pig roast. Mike is amazing. There was a variety of different cultures there, and it was just fascinating to interact with everyone because you had Black, White, you had African, you had Puerto Rican, you had other Latinos there from different regions, different Spanish countries or areas. And to me, it was fascinating just seeing the cultural differences and how everybody ebbed and flowed, but not everyone can do that. It is only because our lack of awareness that that happens. The third reason why is lack of observation. So observing and learning from other nonverbal communication can be just as important in developing your own skills. However, if you pay too much attention to nonverbal cues, or you haven't even attached yourself to a role model or even a mentor to emulate, you don't even practice, you really might lack proficiency in this aspect. So really a lack of observation to other nonverbal communications. And that's one thing that when I'm speaking with someone, while I'm listening to them, I'm also watching them. I'm also seeing their body language and noticing their inflection and also their tone and gestures, because I want to be just as connected to what I'm hearing as opposed to what I'm seeing. The fourth reason why there might be a lack of nonverbal communication skills is communication anxiety. Some people may experience anxiety or nervousness in a social or professional setting, and that, of course, can hinder their ability to exhibit effective nonverbal communication. They might unintentionally display closed body language, there being a lack of eye contact, or really having difficulty controlling their tone because they are so connected to their anxiety when they speak, or their anxiety when they are in social or professional settings. The next reason is inefficient practice. Nonverbal communication skills, like any other skills, require practice to develop and refine. If you have not been actively working on improving your nonverbal communication, you might lack proficiency in this area. And don't worry, you know, anytime I offer a mistake, I'm going to get to the solutions. And then the last reason is a lack of feedback. And it baffles me how people view feedback. It baffles me how people don't understand that feedback is crucial for you to become aware of your nonverbal communication habits and make improvements. And when you receive feedback, it is just that. It's feedback to support you in getting better. It's not to say who you are as a person. Feedback is just giving you insight on how you're showing up in that very moment so you become a better person. If you have not received constructive feedback or guidance on your nonverbal cues, you really will remain unaware of how you don't have nonverbal communication skills and really operating at a deficit when you're communicating with people. Now, like I said before, I'm always going to provide solutions on how you can combat these mistakes. And let's dive into the number one solution that you can do to combat falling into mistake number five. The number one thing that you can do to make sure that you don't have a lack of nonverbal communication skills is what? And I already alluded to it when I was going through the reasons why you might fall into mistake number five. Work on your body language, facial expressions, and voice tone. So in other words, you really want to make sure that you pay attention to your body language, such as your posture, your gestures, and your eye contact. Practice using appropriate facial expressions to really convey the emotions that you want the other person to feel and absorb, and use a confident and steady tone. And you really want to consider that tone and your pace when you're speaking, and for goodness sakes, make sure that you observe and learn from effective communicators. Like I said before, when I was getting my bachelor's degree in undergrad, that was one of the things that we did. We studied from some of the greats, and now that information is even more accessible. One of the people that I love to study and anything that he comes out as it relates to communications is Brandon Pritchard. And he'll also give you some greats that you can start to learn from and study. And it's a constant flow of information to want to get better. And again, Brandon Pritchard is someone who I love to learn and observe from because he's an awesome communicator. And I would also say, just like I said before about feedback, seek feedback from others on your nonverbal communication. So when I'm talking about and imploring you to pay attention to your body language, posture, eye contact, your overall body language, facial expressions, and your voice tone, you might be saying, Tammy, why am I going to do that? You have a mirror, don't you? You have a mirror. I'm literally recording this podcast episode right now, and there's a mirror directly in front of me. And I strategically placed that there because I wanted to Continue to practice my nonverbal, my body language, my facial expressions, because I'm telling you, when I'm speaking to someone, my complete conversation shifts when I'm looking at their body language, facial expressions, more so even though their tone of voice. That tends to happen if I'm, you know, on the phone with them or I can't see them visually. But baby, trust and believe, when I'm one-on-one facing someone in person and I'm looking for their nonverbal communication skills, just as much as I'm practicing my own, because again, it's something that's going to take work and do the mirror work. After you take the time to do the work by practicing in the mirror, then go ahead and practice on someone else. See how that works and make sure that you seek the feedback from others. The thing about body language that I really want to focus on is that your body, its position, and its stance says more than you think it does. Like I said before, just go ahead and practice the ways that you can work on your body language. In addition to that, like I said before, you want to practice your posture, your gestures, and for goodness sakes, above all, your eye contact. When I want someone to know that I'm engaged with what they are saying, I've noticed, because I practice and I've noticed the response when I've done this. When I really want someone to know that I'm engaged with what they're saying, I tend to lean in. I make sure that I sit up straight. My hands and my arms are in a neutral position because my whole stance, my whole energy, my whole ways of being physically is welcoming. So I want them to know that I am connecting and want to connect with what you are saying. And that is how I tend to shift and make sure that my posture, gesture, and eye contact are on point. And like I said before, one of the ways that I do this, again, I'm going to come back to it, is the mirror. Actually practice in the mirror, and I'm being mindful of what my thoughts are. I am thinking, what is being displayed on my face as I'm hearing this person speak to me? And I would also say that your voice, and I talked about tone before, but your voice really is your instrument. And I used to play the flute. And one of the things that made me better in playing the flute is practicing it. You wouldn't just pick up a saxophone and think you can go out and be a solo star or have your one-person show if you're not practicing that instrument. And all of this is your instrument. All of this is something that takes work, that you refine and that you practice. But your voice really is your instrument. And it's not only what you say, but it is how you deliver it. So confidence, pace, and tone. Again, consider your tone and your pace when speaking. So that is the last mistake of this podcast series. Mistake number 5, lack of nonverbal communications. I hope the solutions that I offer you really resonate with you. Again, I really appreciate that you've listened to all the mistakes within this series, Break Bad Habits, How to Overcome the Top 5 Communication Mistakes. It has been a sheer joy and pleasure in bringing this information to you. And I cannot wait for you to listen to the next series. And as I always say, the messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.